spoken by the parched lips of a dying Savior, yet with a loud voice as though it were the cry of a conqueror. When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, "It is finished." You say, "Preacher, what are you talking about? I know that the life of Jesus went on into eternity." That's correct, amen. You're absolutely 100% correct there. But may I say to you that what he did come to accomplish was finished once and for all for him. And I want to talk about that here in just a moment. As we preach tonight on the subject, once and for all, I would like to look first of all at the thought, completed work that is finished once and for all. There's a completed work, friend, that has been finished once and for all. And you say, "Preacher, what are you talking about?" I want you to look with me in verse number 23. I tell you what, let's go back to verse number 1. I was reading this earlier. This thing seemed to kind of ring out to me. Verse number 1's talking about the Old Testament tabernacle. The Old Testament tabernacle was the way to God. It was the way that man could go to God by the sacrifice of an animal through the blood sacrifice. Amen. And so there were some things that God required in order to get forgiveness of sins. And so he begins to describe these things in Hebrews chapter number 9. "Then verily the first covenant had also ordinances of divine service and a worldly sanctuary." That word "world" is not talking about, man, sinfulness and ungodliness. It's referring to the fact that it's earthly, amen? It's in the earth. It's in this world and not in the heavens. If you continue looking right there, the Bible says, "For there was a tabernacle made, the first wherein was the candlestick and the table and the showbread, which is called the sanctuary. And after the second veil, the tabernacle, which is called the holiness of all." He's describing tonight the first veil was the separation between the outside and the inside of what's called the sanctuary. On the inside of that sanctuary was the candlestick, and the table of showbread, the laver. But then there was a second veil, and that second veil separated them from the holiness, the holiest of all right there. The Holy of Holies, that's what we call it. Verse number 4, "which had the golden censer and the Ark of the Covenant over round about the gold, wherein was the golden pot that had manna, and Aaron's rod that budded, and the tables of the covenant. Over it the cherubims of glory shadowing the mercy seat." Now I begin to think about that. Notice right there the next section says, "of which we cannot now speak particularly." Which we cannot now speak particularly. I begin to think about what that was meaning, what that was saying. It's saying this, that I can't talk about it in detail. There's just something too holy about it. There's just something there that we can't go into with words. But whenever we get in that presence of that ark, there's something that goes on. Friend, in the house of Obed-Edom, he was blessed. And I tell you, and I think about this, when you get in the place where you need to be with God, I tell you, there's some things that you can say, but your words can't help you. Amen, when it comes to those things. Now he's saying here that this ark is shadowed by the cherubims of glory. Now I got to thinking, if you keep on reading that in there, you'll find that, man, this tabernacle, there's another, it was made by the pattern that's in heaven. That tabernacle, that mercy seat seems to speak of the throne of God, and how that there at the throne of God there's these cherubim, these angels that's flying around the throne, and they're overshadowing the throne of God, and they're saying consistently, day in and day out, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, that which was and which is and which is to come." I think about this place and how sacred that it is. Notice verse number 6. "Now when these things were thus ordained, the priest went always into the first tabernacle, accomplishing the service of God. But into the second went the high priest. He's talking about the first tabernacle, is that first room where the candlestick and the table of showbread and the incense altar. They were able to go in there every day. They was in there all the time doing the service work of God. But not the second place, not the holy place. But into the second went the high priest only, there's that word again, once every year. Not without blood, which he offered for himself and for the errors of the people. But the Holy Ghost, this signifying that, notice these two words, the way. The way into the holiest of all was not yet made manifest, while as the first tabernacle was yet standing, which was a figure of the time then present, in which were offered both gifts and sacrifices that could not make him that did the service perfect as pertaining to the conscience. In other words, these gifts, these sacrifices were only temporary. They were not eternal. They would have to keep coming back time and time again. It was not a once and for all sacrifice. And he goes on in verse number 10. Which stood only in meats and drinks and divers washings and carnal ordinances imposed on them until the time of reformation. Now that time of reformation is a time where things are going to be set right. It's a time which all of these things that men have been spoken of, that these things were a type and shadow of the things to come. Amen. The Old Testament time, New Testament fulfillment. And so what you're seeing is this: there's going to be a time of reformation when all of these things are done away with. Amen. And then all of these things are going to be made new in a different way.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app, where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.